And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be here with you this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley. And as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back, nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, all. Good to be here.
Oh, it's such a lovely thing to have you, all of us, in the studio. We're having some really important conversations today on the show. I'm excited about this. Cardiovascular disease, an absolutely crucial conversation. It affects more than 4 million Australians. Poor heart health, of course, can greatly diminish a person's quality of life. So later on, we'll chat with leading cardiologist Dr. Ross Walker. You may know him as host of Healthy Living Sunday nights at 7 o'clock on 2GB, 4BC and 3RW. He's going to give us some great tips on how we can protect our heart health. Also later on in A to Z of Vitamins, we continue to support our cardiovascular system with Austolin Calcium and Vitamin D3. But first up, we want to talk about inflammation. It happens in everyone, whether we're aware of it or not. We are going to be joined by Professor John Silkey from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research. He's the laboratory head leader, infection, inflammation and immunity. So he'll be joining us in a moment to give us some more information on it. But I feel like inflammation is a word that I've heard thrown around more and more. It seems like almost it's kind of a fad word, but it's not always explained. So, Gerald, can you tell me, is it always associated with a particular health condition or illness, or can it just be a general feeling in the body that you just feel a bit inflamed, a bit achy?
Well, what's fascinating with this, Joe, is actually inflammation is good because it's healing. It's the body's natural reaction to a threat of some sort.
Uh-huh.
The difficulty is that when it becomes ongoing, or we call chronic, that's when things start to fall apart. It always puzzles me that we, and it'll be interesting to get to Zoe's perspective, we identify particular diseases as having an underlying issue with inflammation. But I don't think we spend enough time explaining to people the role that inflammation plays when it is chronic and ongoing. And so many things can make a difference. And you look at food, we completely ignore the role of food in helping us cope with inflammation.
Zoe, is it an ongoing conversation that you have?
Look, it's something in the last 20 years we've spoken about, but it's definitely gaining more momentum. And I think for a lot of people, I always take this three-step approach when it comes to looking at inflammation. What is the cause? I mean, for so many people, it can be allergens. It can be this very subtle underlining but ongoing issue. Gluten, histamines, dairy, they're the obvious ones. Of course, we've got autoimmune disease. Minor injuries that just sit there, but also just overexposure to stress, a really poor lifestyle.
Yes.
And obviously we need to look at our diet. I mean, I live, eat, breathe good health. And the idea is that we're trying to actually have this diet in our lifestyle all the time. So there's some really key, simple things. I mean, Gerald and I speak about omega fats all the time, but how much should we be having? I mean, the standard diet should be having at least 3 to 4 servings of fat per day. So that is just small amounts. You don't have to have large amounts, but that could be avocado, fish, extra virgin olive oil, hemp seeds, chia seeds, nuts and seeds. They are just like putting a fire hose to inflammation. It's such a simple way. And we talk about curcumin, turmeric. We talk about that Mediterranean diet. You know, what that really means is having low acidity, because we know that what happens is the more acidic your body is, the more the body has to kind of put out that fire, has to kind of support that inflammation. And often what happens, as Gerald was saying, it becomes that chronic thing. And it really is just trying to be that detective. I mean, how do you know you've inflamed? That was such a good question, Joe, because a lot of the time we don't know. So keeping a food diary can be a really simple way to actually understand what is going on.
Well, so I think you can feel it in your body. It's just that slightly off feeling that you have, whether it's in the gut or whether it's in your joints, you can feel that. And I love this idea of being a detective and being attuned to your body and what have I put in it to perhaps create this feeling. So we look forward to speaking with Professor John Silkey from Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research to learn what inflammation is and the symptoms to look out for and how to treat it. As always, we'd love to hear from you on 131 873. If you need help with your health today, perhaps you are aware of a certain kind of inflammation in your body, perhaps you have swelling or pain which you need relief for, give us a call with your questions. 131 873. Next, what are the symptoms of having inflammation in your body? They may be symptoms you recognise. Stay with us on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Gut health, immunity, microbiome, balance, digestive health. Maintaining digestive health doesn't have to be difficult. Keep it simple with Nature's Way Restore Probiotics from Chemist Warehouse. Nature's Way Restore Probiotic helps the balance of good bacteria using a specially selected combination of probiotics and prebiotics. Plus, it also helps support your immune system. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Nature's Way Restore Probiotics range starts from just $15.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Seeing a GP just got easier with instant consult. Request a consult and connect with an Australian doctor in minutes. Download the app today.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131 873, with your questions for your health. But first, we're speaking about inflammation today in the body. Not many of us know much about it, I think, although it is bandied about somewhat. It happens in everyone, whether we're aware of it or not. So to tell us more, we're joined by Professor John Silk from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne, where Professor Silk is the laboratory head, leader, infection, inflammation and immunity. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jo. How are you?
Can you please tell us what is inflammation in the body?
Look, in some ways it's very simple, and I think, you know, your listeners will have an intuitive sense of what it is. They'll look at a bit of inflamed body and they say, well, that's inflamed. And what they're looking at is they're looking at the... This was described 2,000 years ago by this Roman encyclopedias. Redness, which you call rubor, swelling, which you call tumor, heat, and we can see when things are inflamed, we can see that heat, can't we? And of course, we know it's painful. So those are the really big things that kind of what it is. And of course, what is it doing? It's there really to help our body fight, be prepared and fight infections, but it also other types of damage, other types of things, and really there to help us.
Professor Silkey, there are obviously lots of different types of inflammation. I mean, I had chronic eczema as a child, so that's pretty obvious. You can see that my body's inflamed. Can you explain the different types?
Yeah, well, again, we all know a lot more about it than we think we do. Any disease that ends in itis, conjunctivitis, meningitis, bronchitis, they're all actually inflammatory diseases.
That's really good to know.
It's quite a surprising fact, and we associate them with infections and things, but really what that really means scientifically is that that's an inflammatory disease. So what's happening is you get an increased blood flow, which is what's helping raise the temperature and creating that redness. And you're opening the blood vessels to allow the immune system to kind of come in. And you also, you know, getting that pain, that may help us be aware of the problem and you know, avoid banging it and making it worse, that type of thing.
John, I was looking at your research work, and it fascinates me that you're spending a lot of time investigating proteins that can regulate inflammation especially. How close are we, from your work, to a much better understanding of the role in these inflammatory proteins and inflammation?
We're going a long way pretty fast, I would say. I mean, some of these things are almost serendipitous, but the key protein I work on is called TNF. And again, some of your listeners may well be taking anti-TNF drugs, and they have transformed people's lives. So this is one of the molecules, the proteins, that is really creating some of those changes, you know, getting the immune system to kind of come in and respond. But since that sort of, I would have to say it was a kind of lucky find with TNF. It wasn't clear that it was absolutely going to work, but it worked spectacularly well. But since that time, there's been like we were aware of many other molecules that play a role, and there's lots of newer medicines that are trying to target those proteins. But yeah, TNF has really transformed the lives of people with chronic inflammatory diseases, anti-TNF drug.
Good.
John, I want to ask you about people who may not have chronic inflammatory diseases but have a low-grade inflammation in their body, it seems, most of the time, whether that is, you know, a back pain or perhaps that gut inflammation. How common is that? How much of us are carrying around that kind of inflammation just in our bodies, and what should we do about that?
It's a very good question. I would say that if you've got that sort of chronic pain, and then that is already a chronic inflammatory disease.
Right.
I think that you should try and do something about that. Try and seek out your doctor. I mean, people with sort of chronic gut problems probably should go and sort out the doctor. There are more and more treatments that could reduce that. And I think one of the reasons why is that important is because we know that sort of, and I don't want to scare your readers here that they've got back pain or things like that, but chronic inflammation over a long time does increase the risk of getting a cancer. And that's very clear now. So I don't want to scare readers that have got, listeners, sorry. I don't want to scare people and say, you know, if you've got this low-grade inflammation, you know, you definitely need to get it sorted out for that. But, you know, think about it, read about it a bit yourself and see. But, you know, why should we put up with that if it's not good? Just a small thing here, like obesity is known to induce inflammation. Smoking induces inflammation. So some of those things that we all know are really important to limit, one of the things that they would be doing is reducing that sort of inflammatory response.
Thank you so much, Professor John Silk from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research. And most definitely, Zoe, we learned there that there are lifestyle factors that we can control.
Oh, most certainly. And obviously looking at our diet, it's such a simple approach.
Mike, good morning. We are taking your calls. What is your question today?
I've got arthritis on one of my knees, and I've been put on these tablets, Ostomol 665, paracetamol.
Yes.
I've been on them for about 6 months. So I just wondered if they're harmful to keep taking them.
Look, they're not harmful.
Maybe there's something lighter I can have.
They're not harmful, Mike, but they're not particularly helpful, according to all the evidence that's out there. So you would be better to look at a combination of herbal remedies involving turmeric, and willow bark, and there's a whole series of them that your pharmacy will take you through where there are no downsides but will particularly target the inflammation, which is the underlying issue with arthritis. Professor John mentioned the word itis. Now, there it is, arthritis. And Zoe will have some fairly elementary suggestions to focus on food-wise. That just they have to be part of your lifestyle, Mike.
Yes, because arthritis is one of the most common inflammations, is it not, Zoe?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something we see all the time. You know, the simple approach when it comes to diet, I mean, we talk about curcumin and turmeric so much. I mean, making something like a little turmeric tonic, I mean, this is something I've got on my Instagram right now, but it is so simple. It is turmeric, ginger, garlic, a little bit pepperine or pepper, and you need the active component, which is the fat. So you need to either add extra virgin olive oil into that mix, or you can add a hemp seed oil or a virgin coconut oil. You blend it all up. A little glass of that first thing in the morning. It is strong. It will get you going. But
sounds,
it's incredible. Yeah,
it
it's
sounds
very,
like a heart starter.
You put some water in there. But as we know, to be healthy, sometimes it can't taste like sugar. It has to sort of taste. It has to have a very sort of apparent health taste. But simple things like that will actually help to support the gut. And as we know, the gut is all about our absorption, but it's also a big component when it comes to inflammation. If we're not absorbing our nutrients, that's going to trickle out to every aspect of the body.
Lovely. I might give it a try, Zoe. Thank you. We do welcome your calls, 131-873. If you're needing a little boost for your health today, we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Seeing a GP just got easier with instant consult. Request a consult and connect with an Australian doctor in minutes. Download the app today.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Daryl Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Do give us a call, 131 873 with your health questions. Specifically, we're talking inflammation this morning, but first I just wanted to mention, of course, we are enjoying a public holiday tomorrow, most of us, and we do hope that you enjoy your long weekend if you're lucky enough to get a day off tomorrow. But Queen's Birthday is usually a very important date on the calendar for Fight MND, which is the charity set up by AFL great Neil Danaher to support researchers in their attempts to find effective treatments and ultimately find a cure for that very, very tragic disease, motor neurone disease, and also to support those living with the disease. And tomorrow on the Queen's birthday holiday, usually you'd see a packed MCG full of blue beanies for Fight MND, but that, of course, is not happening. So Channel 7 is airing a special one-hour presentation around Australia featuring a player from every AFL club around the country who are all performing their own ice challenge, whatever that may be. I know.
Why couldn't we put you on there?
I'm not a current AFL player.
Yeah, but it would be good entertainment to see you come down and
slide into,
go
that
into the ice.
Icy cold bath.
I'll put your name up next year.
Deary me.
I would rather be doing this challenge perhaps for the Gold Coast Suns than for any of the teams in Melbourne right now, Zoe, let me tell you that. But I would just like to say, so that's going to be at 4 p.m. on Channel 7 tomorrow, the big freeze, but buy a beanie.
Buy a beanie.
Yeah, simple.
Very simple. They're top quality beanies, let me tell you. They're beautiful and thick, and you can get them at fightmnd.org.au. It's a really, really important cause. And what Fight MND has done for motor neurone disease since Neil Danaher started his fight is just really profound.
Mm. And buy his book. The book is inspirational. He calls it The Beast, doesn't he? That's what he, because he refuses to actually be dominated. And what an amazing attitude for a bloke where the statistics say you don't have much time when the diagnosis comes.
Yes.
So you go get him, Neil, and a wonderfully supportive family.
Now, give us a call, 131 873. Zoe, we have a lot of people asking, can you please repeat the ingredients of your turmeric tonic?
Absolutely. So it is actually on my Instagram, which is Zoe Bingley Pullen, but it's one lime, one lemon, one mandarin, or half an orange. You take the peel off, 1 to 2 garlic cloves, a little centimetre knob of ginger and the same amount in turmeric, about 1/4 teaspoon of peppercorns, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg or cinnamon, that's more for flavour, cup of water and about 2 to 4 tablespoons of either extra virgin olive oil or virgin coconut oil. Bung it all in the blender. It makes a sort of milky consistency. And like I said, it definitely has a strong flavour, but why it's so beneficial is when you're adding the turmeric, the pepper and the fat together, what you're getting is the active component of curcumin. So we're actually absorbing all the good things, not just the taste of these foods, but we're getting all the good anti-inflammatory foods in the gut, but also we're supporting the gut and increasing the good levels of acidity in the gut.
And let's just mention that we're getting the turmeric root. We're not getting the powder that's already, you buy from the spice rack.
Right now, obviously, ginger and turmeric are quite expensive. Mm. So you can buy the powdered. And again, I'd use 1 to 2 teaspoons.
Okay.
But you need to make sure it's organic.
All right. Very important. Thank you so much, Zoe. Stephen from Greenvale. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Steve.
I've got two questions, one for Gerald, one for the nutritionist.
Zoe?
The first question is, the first question is, my mother's had 2 knee replacements. She's 75. The recent one was only a few months back, and unfortunately she's had a fall, but not on the knee, on her side, and she's had inflammation on the side of her thigh, leg, so forth. Gerald, you were talking about inflammation. There's no evidence of bruising. The doctor's seen her and said she'll heal, but it's taking a hell of a long time. What can she do to help that?
We're talking here, Stephen, about hastening the healing. A couple of issues. Mm. Just be careful of these unexpected falls because that's where fractures come from. Mm. So just be very aware of what's in mum's house that may cause a risk there. She can hasten the healing with the things that Zoe and I and Joe have talked about, things like ginger, turmeric. There's one called devil's claw, another willow bark. Now, these are combinations that are around which hasten healing by lowering inflammation, increasing circulation, which Professor John was talking about before. Get healthy blood into the area, maximise the healing. And as we get older, Stephen, and I'm not talking from experience here, I'm told that as we get older, our healing rate obviously isn't as strong and as quick as it used to be. So bear in mind that mum needs that little bit of extra care, but to keep moving, the movement is important to maximise the circulation.
And Stephen, always make sure that your mum's having the right amount of protein. I mean, we know that protein is the building block of everything. And two other things that can actually expedite or speed the healing process is a little bit of zinc and vitamin C. You can buy it in powder form. Make sure your mum has it after she's eaten because the zinc can make her feel a little bit sick.
Thank you so much, Stephen, and we wish your mum all the best. Wilma from Gisborne, good morning.
Morning, Wilma.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I've got chronic bursitis. I have had two injections in my hip, and neither of them have worked. Yeah. I do a lot of walking. I've got a big dog, so I walk a couple of hours every day, and I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not on anti-inflammatories, I'm in terrible pain.
Wilma, the little sac, you've got little sacs in your hip, we all have, called bursa. And when they get inflamed, there's the word again, bursitis. Mm. And these sacs don't function correctly. And when they get inflamed, you've got one of the most difficult things to resolve. And that's why the steroid injections probably haven't made much difference. There is no simple solution. However, the specific nutrient is called MSM. M for Mary, S for Sally, M for Mary. You can buy that in a capsule or powder form. And that's quite specific for bursitis, linked with fish oil as well. So high-strength fish oil, MSM. And it just needs nurturing, Wilma. And it will come good in time. But, gee, it's a struggle. And I feel your pain.
Well, we're learning that there are so many different kinds of inflammation. Do keep us a call, 131-873. If you have a question, Brian from Blackburn.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, team.
Hi, Brian.
What's happening?
My lower back has gone mad on me. And I don't know how much Panadol I can take before the Panadol kills me.
Oh, well, Brian. it'll destroy your liver, Brian, if you're not careful. Now, we're assuming that you're getting some good medical advice which will lift you into the anti-inflammatory stage, which we've talked about. And the doctor can provide prescriptions for those. And there's lots of natural ones as well. But the first thing, Brian, is to try and find out why your back is killing you. And bear in mind that lower back pain is one of the most common pain issues that we come across. So get it assessed first, get some proper guidance. Look outside the square if you want. Maybe you look at an osteopath or a myotherapist or something to get your back muscles functioning properly.
And we'll take more of your calls in just a minute. And next up, cardiologist Dr. Ross Walker joins us to tell us how to look after our heart. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Seeing a GP just got easier with instant consult. Request a consult and connect with an Australian doctor in minutes. Download the app today.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And, of course, you can always connect with us online as well, houseofwellness.com.au. And there is that magic Ask Gerald tab right there on the first page there if you have a question for Gerald. Well, more than 4 million Australians suffer from cardiovascular disease. It is considered Australia's number one killer, with one person dying of cardiovascular disease every 12 minutes. There are many risk factors and also some things you can do to support your heart health. And to tell us about it, we're joined by cardiologist Dr. Ross Walker, who is also the host of Healthy Living Sunday nights from 7 p.m. on 2GB, 4BC and 3AW. Good morning, Ross.
Morning, Joe. Morning, Zoe. And morning, my old mate, Gerald.
Good morning, Roscoe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, Ross, we're talking about cardiovascular disease and poor heart health. What sorts of disease does that very large umbrella term cover?
Well, it's the biggest killer in the world, but the major killer is what we call coronary artery disease, and that's basically
the excessive build-up of fat and other muck, and we've been, I know the theme for this morning is inflammation. So basically it's a state of chronic inflammation in the walls of the arteries. And when you look at any disease, any modern disease is due to something that shouldn't be there in the first place, because we were really designed to wander around the jungle with a spear for 30, 40 years. So our immune system was only designed for acute infection and trauma. We weren't designed to have to cope with excessive nutrition. So when you get this thing we call oxidized LDL, which is part of the cholesterol profile, that shouldn't be there. It gets into the wall of the arteries. The body sets up a chronic immune response to that, so we get this chronic inflammation. So that's basically what it is. This fat builds up over decades, gets to a point where it suddenly ruptures, then it can cause a heart attack or a stroke.
Ross, can we cut to the chase with nutritional support for efficient heart and cardiovascular function? Now, we've all grown up with coenzyme Q10. It was the Rolls Royce, but we have learnt so much more. And now we talk ubiquinol. Can you take us through the difference between coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol, please?
Yeah, well, it's all the same stuff, but the difference is that ubiquinone is the inactive version of CoQ10, whereas ubiquinol is the active version of CoQ10. And the problem there is that if you swallow ubiquinone, you are getting CoQ10 into the body. It's a good thing to do. But as you get older, and not for young people like you and me,
no,
John, but as you get over the age of 50,
yes.
when you get over the age of 50, you lose an enzyme called diaphorase that metabolizes you from the inactive ubiquinone to the active ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. So it's my view, if people are going to take CoQ10, they should be taking the active ubiquinol, especially over the age of 50.
Okay.
So there are lots of very large words there, Ross, but just tell us, what is the ubiquinol doing for us?
Yeah, it's a really good question. There are two components, really. Number one, it's a very efficient fat-soluble antioxidant. And the second thing that it does is it's a major driver of the mitochondria. Now, I'm sorry for dropping all these big words, but the mitochondria is basically the fuel pack of a cell. So it doesn't matter what sort of flash car you drive. If you haven't got any fuel in the car, the car's not going to move. And so we need something that creates energy. That's what the mitochondria does. And the ubiquinol really drives that energy. So personally, this might shock everyone, but I am over the age of 50.
Oh.
And I take ubiquinol every day just to give me energy because it's driving the mitochondria.
Okay.
But it's caring for our heart as well and our cardiovascular system.
Oh, of course, because you see, the heart is probably the biggest muscle in the body, and it pumps away all the time, and it needs that energy to keep pumping, so it certainly helps the efficiency of the heart.
Is there any downside, Ross, in taking ubiquinol every day?
No. There have been a lot of studies where they've used doses of up to 1,200 milligrams of ubiquinol, which is a huge dose. I'm only suggesting somewhere between 100 to 150 milligrams daily, and there's not been any toxicity whatsoever. So by all means, take what you like.
Terrific.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ross Walker. We look forward to checking you out on Healthy Living this evening. You have a great weekend.
Great to talk to you guys. Thank you very much.
Well, have you got a question to support your health today? Call 131 873 Eunice from Terry Hills. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm suffering a bad attack of that silly little on my eye. Hmm. It's
the sty, is it, Eunice?
It's on my right eye.
Yes. And they're so annoying. So you've had this for a little while?
I have it. It's 3 weeks now, and it gets worse. It gets better, and then it gets worse. It's just, I used to, when I was little, I'd grab my mother's wedding ring, rub on the side.
Oh, I've heard of this. Actually work, the wedding ring?
What it's doing is massaging. There's a gland in your eye. Dr. Ross was using big words. Here's another one for you, Eunice. It's called meibomian. This is a sebaceous gland, a fat-producing gland in your eyelids. And when that gets blocked, then you get a sty. So what you've got to do is bathe that. You get a washer with some warm water, hot without burning, and bathe it, please. Keep bathing it. And there's also an eye mask you can get, which is called an OptiSoothe. You look like the Lone Ranger when you put it on. But what that does is really get that gland, which is not functioning correctly, get it back to functioning well. Mm. And you can use that just routinely. And it is a problem, Eunice, and it often will be the same eye in the same area, and that's why using the massage and the hot compresses and the eye mask will need to be fairly constant, but you will beat it, I promise.
I've always wondered whether if you repeatedly get stars, if that's an indication of there being something deficient in your diet.
Well,
do you know, Zoe?
It doesn't seem to be, really.
Well, no, look, so. I mean, again, we don't know, but when it comes to healing, when it comes to eyes, we often talk about vitamin A, but also we talk about zinc, and it's just about supporting our immune function as much as you can. But as Gerald said, the star is more about the blocked duct than anything else.
Well, we'll have more of your calls next. Plus, we continue to support your cardiovascular health with A to Z of vitamins. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Gut health, immunity, microbiome, balance, digestive health. Maintaining digestive health doesn't have to be difficult. Keep it simple with Nature's Way Restore Probiotics from Chemist Warehouse. Nature's Way Restore Probiotic helps the balance of good bacteria using a specially selected combination of probiotics and prebiotics. Plus, it also helps support your immune system. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Nature's Way Restore Probiotics range starts from just $15.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Seeing a GP just got easier with instant consult. Request a consult and connect with an Australian doctor in minutes. Download the app today.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's been lovely to have your company this morning. It's time for A to Z of vitamins. This morning, Australian calcium and vitamin D3 is what we're talking, Gerald. Now, we know vitamin D3, crucial for bones and muscles, but also cardiovascular health. We've been speaking about
this. And immune support, yep. There is no downside to vitamin D3. And the sad part is that Australians, sadly, have low levels. But there are three messages in all of this. That three quarters of Australian women don't get enough calcium from their diet alone, which is very sad. We need D3 to help calcium intake and absorption, and we need that to cope with people like Stephen, who rang before about his mum's fall, because that helps our bone strength and our core structure, which stops the unexpected fracture, which can be life-changing. So we need to focus on calcium constantly from our foods, from a supplement if needed, bearing in mind three quarters don't get enough, and some comfortable exercise all the time.
But the vitamin D3 is crucial for the calcium.
Helps absorption, Joe. Otherwise, you're not getting the benefits from it, from both food and from supplement.
Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to us by Austalyn, Australia's number one bone health brand. We do love hearing from you on 131 873. Oliver from Coorup, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Well, Oliver, thank you.
Hi, Oliver.
You play footy for Coorup?
A few clubs, actually. Pearsdale, Coorup, Willow Grove and Port Lincoln.
Oh, you're very busy, Oliver.
Ever played for Coraline, Oliver?
No, not for Coraline. Oh. My girlfriend's brother does, though.
Oh, well, there you are. That's the only team to play for, Ollie. Now, how can we help you?
So, growing up, I played a lot of footy, and when I was about 17, I hit the side of my knee and it swelled up really bad. So, like, all the way from the top of my thighs to the bottom of my knee. And the doctor said there was nothing wrong with it. Went for a few CT scans and that, which I thought could have been ligament damage, but they said nothing was wrong with it. So I just waited till it healed. And my mum's a sports remedial massage therapist.
Good.
So that helped heal it a bit quicker.
Good.
But ever since then, it swells up every now and then. And then it hasn't completely healed, but it's been like 4 or 5 years now.
It's going to happen, Oliver. It's going to happen all the time because every time you run around, it's putting pressure on that knee joint. So did your mum suggest wearing a knee brace, a support of some sort, to help the structure of the joint?
No, not since because I stopped playing footy now, so I haven't needed to wear it as much. But, yeah, so I did when I was playing footy, but, yeah.
You just got to nurture it. And does she suggest putting ice packs and thing on after the game?
Yeah, after the game, yeah.
Well, let's look, and it's all about maintenance, Oliver, because you want to play your sport because you love it for as long as you can, even though you're not playing for the right team. so it's important that you follow all of her instructions, and you are so lucky to have an in-house remedial.
You you've
got your own personal trainer in the house, Oliver, so well
very
done.
Very jealous.
And I'm sure your mum is a very important part of the team, so well done.
And Oliver, when we look at sort of the omega fats, we've got something called EPA and DHA. And what you actually need is you need more of the EPA when it comes to anti-inflammatories. So it's a really good idea to actually supplement in large amounts, particularly when you can feel the onset of inflammation. And obviously we talk about diet. And if you want to focus on any style of diet, the Mediterranean diet is by far the best diet to actually take the approach of anti-inflammatory. But remember, this is not something that we do on and off. This is a lifestyle. We do this forever.
Yes. And a quick recap of the Mediterranean diet, what we're looking
What we're looking at is a low amount of meat in the diet, a big focus on seafood coming from our protein. We're looking at lots of legumes, nuts and seeds in the diet, and a big focus on fruit and vegetables. But the big component is actually looking at the good fats in the diet. So extra virgin olive oil, hemp seed oil, nuts and seeds, fish. These are literally a lubricant to the body. But the other factor that they do talk about is obviously a little bit of stress reduction, not too much caffeine and not too much alcohol, because these are big inflammatory increases.
Yes, absolutely. Zoe, you're very right.
Sorry, everyone.
It's bad news. I must say it's bad news, but I agree. Mark from West Pimble. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning. So I just wanted to firstly say thanks for my call. I just wonder the link between pets and allergies and inflammation. So I suffer general inflammation and noticed since we got a new kitten about 6 weeks ago that just general aches and pains and I do suffer allergies. But I also do run 6 to 8 kilometres a day and do note that my legs just have a little bit more general aches and pains. And I just wonder if allergies... if you're susceptible to them and et cetera, cause, you know, the inflammation in some of those major muscles and joints.
It's quite interesting. When we look at inflammation, there is an accumulative factor in it. So, again, if you're already putting strain and stress on the body through running, which don't get me wrong, I'm a runner. I think it's fantastic to do it. But then you have the extra component of having a trigger, an allergen trigger. You have this sort of seesaw effect in the body. It's what we call T2 versus T1. And what you're getting is an increase of inflammation all around the body now as well. So you can't get rid of the kitten because that's obviously that is very important. But what you can do, again, is really support the body with as much anti-inflammatory supplementation or diet. And we know that's omega fats, curcumin in the diet. And maybe if you can look at the way that you're running, it might be that you need to adjust the amount. You need to have a break in between your running. I've been doing some really interesting apps for running, one called Run 180, and it's actually really teaching me to run at slower, a faster pace, but smaller steps. And that's a lower injury.
Okay.
So look at the big picture here as well.
Great tip. I love that, Zoe. Hey, it's been wonderful to share this hour with you. Don't forget, you can check out House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7. We're joined by Australian eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant. She's on the show to tell us how parents can keep their kids safe while surfing the net. Absolutely crucial. You can also check out on Insta this morning. That's Wellness Australia Instagram. Luke Hines is having a conversation with Dr. Nikki Goldstein, relationship expert, who we all know very well. And this afternoon on Facebook at The House of Wellness, Hinesy is bringing us a beautiful recipe for one bowl choc brownies.
Wow.
I know, it sounds delicious. Check out houseofwellness.com.au. Always there's an Ask Gerald tab. You can get directly to Gerald with more of your questions. Zoe, lovely to have you again.
Guys.
So much great information. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Zoe.
Gerald, thank you as always. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. And thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you next week.